From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. A Trump administration immigration rule that would deny green cards to immigrants who use public benefits like food stamps is back in effect while a U.S. appeals court considers the case. The Election Day move was the latest twist in the legal battle over the controversial rule. Government attorneys yesterday appealed a federal judge's decision to strike down the rule. The 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals put a hold on the ruling allowing the restrictions to proceed. Under the policy, immigration officials could deny permanent residency to legal immigrants over the use of food stamps, Medicaid, or other public benefits. With the presidential race on a razor's edge, the city of Oakland is concerned about protests. At the city's request, a federal judge has rolled back limits on the use of most types of crowd control weapons. KALW's Annalise Finney has more.
Back in July, U.S. District Court Judge Joseph Sparrow banned Oakland police from using so-called less lethal weapons, including tear gas and rubber bullets. This came after the police controversially used them on protesters back in May and early June. The court also ordered that no other law enforcement agencies could bring these banned weapons to Oakland. Why would other police officers be in Oakland? Well, police departments often ask nearby cities to lend them officers to help manage large-scale demonstrations in what are called mutual aid agreements. So in October, with the contested election looming, the city of Oakland asked the federal judge to ease these restrictions after multiple law enforcement departments said that they would refuse to help the city if they couldn't use these weapons. Alameda County Sheriff Gregory Ahern, for example, wrote to OPD and explained that he would not provide assistance because without these weapons, he feels his deputies risk injury. Several Bay Area municipalities expressed similar reservations. So, on Saturday, with the election just around the corner, Judge Sparrow agreed to ease the restrictions for outside officers in certain cases. In his decision, he wrote, quote, "If OPD does not have an adequate number of officers for any upcoming election-related demonstrations, there is a risk not only to the safety of the officers, but also to the safety of the general public and the demonstrators themselves," end quote. Protests are planned for downtown Oakland on Wednesday at noon and into the evening. In Oakland, I'm Annalise Finney, KALW News.
For Bay Area residents looking for a bit of lighthearted fun, a whimsical LED forest is coming to Golden Gate Park on December 1st as part of the park's 150th anniversary celebration. KALW's Andrew Garcia has more.
The 20-foot-tall installation is called Entwined, and it's made up of thousands of multicolored LED lights, which span three large tree sculptures and several clusters of what look like small flowering bushes. Tamara Barrick-Aberton, spokeswoman for the San Francisco Recreation and Park Department, describes the piece as an enchanted meadow of otherworldly shapes and light that is constantly changing.
It's going to make for a really magical nighttime walk in Golden Gate Park.
It's the culmination of a year-long celebration of the park's 150th. While the pandemic has changed many of the planned festivities, Aberton says that's okay.
Actually, Golden Gate Park, it's more beloved than it's ever been. It's really important to people, and it's been there for people throughout all sorts of difficult times.
Listeners can enjoy this free public art installation beginning December 1st, and check out the new Ferris wheel while you're there. I'm Andrew Garcia, KALW News.
For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.